Coming to you from the epicenter of energy, my name is Jason Spies, and this is the Texas Oilfield Review, heard in the Crude Life Content Network. On today's episode, we talk with Texas Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian. Christian believes the biggest threat to the energy industry right now is the acceptance of the politically correct, driven environmental anti-gas, climate change, and socially driven misinformation about fossil fuels. As nearly 70% of the energy industry prepares to retire, oil and gas veterans are worried that those entering the industry, especially millennials, will be persuaded by unproven social causes that are fueled with emotional righteousness. In just a moment, part of our exclusive interview with Texas Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian, right here on the Texas Oilfield Review.
I think what we've lost is a term called integrity. People expect integrity from their leadership, from their teachers, from just people inside to have integrity. Integrity is two-part. There is morality, which is not doing things wrong. And I believe we as a society are pretty good at not going out and the average Joe on the street tries to do what's right, but he does. But the other part of integrity is character. Character is having the courage to do what is right, even when it may not be particularly popular. And I think we have not had the character in our society to say the truth because we would be laughed at, looked down upon, because frankly, one side of this argument has captured the bully pulpit and has told us that oil and gas is terrible, the environment is going to, you know, we're in a breadbasket. And you can look at the history, the extremists in the environmental movement have said that the global, look back at Time magazine, you go back to about 1973 and you'll see the coming ice age. Then it moved up another 4 years, you'll see a Time magazine cover about we're going to freeze death. Then, just 3 years later, it was global warming arrived. Then we had another cover, global warming. Then, all of a sudden, a ship got stuck in Antarctica by a bunch of professors that were measuring Al Gore's melting icebergs. On Christmas Day, 2013, they got frozen in measuring the melting ice. And we had to send a destroyer in there, an icebreaker, to get them out. They did it again about 4 months ago. A bunch of them went down and got frozen again. And then so they changed the argument from global warming then to climate change and started measuring CO2. Well, then technology developed this opportunity down in Houston that I was at the plant that opened up. Governor Perry, Secretary Perry, and Governor Abbott were both there. I was honored to be there. And what it is the fact that it takes the CO2 under a coal plant down in Houston, pumps it out by pipeline to an oil and gas field, injects it in the earth, increases the production by 7 times, and all of a sudden you have the emission destruction of 90% of the CO2. Well, now they don't have CO2, we've developed. And what you'll find consistently, back to your question, what's happened is that the environmental extremists in all of their models use past history. They never factor one slight item in that they're missing. It's called human technology. And human technology is the difference between us and the dogs. I mean, literally, it's mankind. When we see a problem, we want to fix it.
To listen to the full-length interview with Texas Railroad Commissioner Wayne Christian, or to listen to other energy features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. The Texas Oilfield Review is also on social media. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. All of those social media links are available at thecrudelife.com. From the staff of the Texas Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies, asking you to be happy, be safe, and keep it turning to the right.
The Texas Oilfield Review is sponsored by thecrudelife.com.
It seems everywhere I go these days, someone is telling me about the success of Hatch Coaching. Listen to what professional speaker Mark J. Lindquist has to say.
He is a person in this market and now in markets across the country with Hatch Coaching that is revolutionizing the way people approach the business. He's reinventing the way people look at the people model. That's why he brings in hundreds of people from all over the country who are trying to figure out how to do what he's doing in their market.
For more information, call 701-212-1572 or visit coachingwithhatch.com. That's coachingwithhatch.com.